Good Thursday. Today is December the 25th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it is Christmas Day, December the 25th, and we are going to stop from our normal pace, slow down a little bit, and take a look at the real reason for the season as we have a reading from the Christmas story out of the book of Luke. We'll be back with that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
The Christmas Story, a reading from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. And this was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Behold, be not afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people, for to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into the heavens, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered what it meant. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. With holiday gatherings, more and more popularity is centered around charcuterie boards. Well, there's four rules for food safety that should always be considered when putting out charcuterie boards for your holiday event, according to the USDA food safety experts. Rod Bain tells us more.
Charcuterie boards are a popular offering at holiday parties and family gatherings, not only this season, but all year round for various events. Yet USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers reminds us that charcuterie menu and presentation requires the four considerations of food safety.
Clean, separate, cook, and chill.
Starting with clean hands and utensils and continued washing during food prep.
Separate is going to be keeping any raw meat and poultry products separate from those foods that are ready to eat.
Separate utensils as needed for individual items as well. Chill and charcuterie means if foods are left out beyond 2 hours at room temperature,
it needs to be tossed, unfortunately.
We forgot cook and food safety. Rare for charcuterie, yes, but in some cases,
chicken tenders and chicken nuggets on a board
must be checked by a food thermometer to make sure they are cooked to a proper internal temperature to eliminate foodborne bacteria. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a very Merry Christmas.